publishers will usually recommend, and probably I think most agents would too, don't try to do both fiction and nonfiction. I was warned about this. I was a fiction writer in 1993. I decided I wanted to write a novel. And I knew that fiction had a way of reaching people that nonfiction didn't. I would go places and I would walk down the aisles in the plane and look over people's shoulders and see what they were reading. And a large portion of people, of course, are reading novels. Now, it might be because they're afraid on a plane or something and they want to escape into another world or whatever it might be, but you have generally some business people reading how to do business type nonfiction books, and then the predominance of people are reading novels. And I thought, my life has been touched through C.S. Lewis's Space Trilogy, which I read as a young Christian. I read that before I read the Chronicles of Narnia. I love Narnia, but I was very touched by his Space Trilogy. I alluded yesterday to Perelandra and the amount of theology in that. You want to read a theology of the fall, you know, what actually happened and what could have happened if Adam and Eve had not fallen. And the character, the scientist Weston, his taking the role of Satan, which gives you, you know, as the tempter, which gives you some view into Lewis's mind of naturalistic humanism and the dead-end street that it represents. And so I felt like, you know, I want to write some fiction, but I want to experiment. And generally, I didn't want to kind of take that out on readers. I didn't want to write a book. You know, when you sign a contract, you're agreeing to turn something in a certain date, and it's a promise. And I said to my publisher, I can't promise this will be good because I don't know. And so I'd like to take a year and just work on it. And then if it's no good, then I won't turn it in, and you know, or you can decide after you see it. And I decided over a period of time that, you know, it maybe wasn't a great novel, but it was good enough. You know how you can't write your fifth book first. You can't write your fifth novel first. And so you write a novel, and then you write another one, and each time it gets better. And you wouldn't say that it was wasted to do four of them before you hit your stride and write what you consider to be a really good novel, any more than if somebody was in construction and they built four houses and those four houses burned to the ground, then would you say that the building of those houses was a complete waste? No, because watch what happens when that person builds the fifth house. It will be far better than what preceded it. That's how it is with writing. So with me going into fiction, I thought, okay, I got to take a look at this. I just don't know. And I wrote my first novel, which was Deadline. And in some ways, of my seven full-length novels, I would say it's the most poorly written, simply because it was my first. I don't mean it's badly written. I'm just saying it's not as good as the ones that came after that. I mean, I think Safely Home and Deception are far better written, and the ones in between are sort of in between in the quality of the writing. But for whatever reason, God's hand has been on that novel Deadline. The story has captivated. Numbers of people come to Christ. Just all kinds of people have been very touched and very interested in that novel, which goes to show that God can use something even when it's not the very best. And that's an encouragement to me, and I hope it is to you. But over the years, I have written a wide variety of things. I've written on finances, my book Money, Possessions, and Eternity that came out in 1989, and then I thoroughly revised it maybe 4 or 5 years ago. My book The Treasure Principle, which has been the best-selling book I've written. I think we're somewhere around 1.5 million copies of The Treasure Principle that have been sold. Have any of you read The Treasure Principle? Okay, some of you have. And it's a book about giving. Now, this was not what any publisher would have said, okay, Now, here's going to be a book that is going to sell a million copies. You're going to tell people, give your money away. Spend money to buy a book so that you can be told, give away more money. You know, probably not the key to what makes a bestseller. But again, God's put his hand on it. On the other hand, I had one of my novels, Lord Falgren's Letters, that the publisher fully expected to be a mega seller, inspired by the Screwtape Letters. Nobody ever thought it was going to do like the Screwtape Letters has done, but nonetheless, it seemed like a very unique, creative idea, and the publisher really expected it was going to do super well, and it's really been a very average selling book. So sometimes it's unpredictable, but I love to just ask the Lord, what do you want me to do next? And sometimes he brings things, like those of you who yesterday heard me talking about that I've just been in Albany, Georgia with Alex and Stephen Kendricks, and they've asked me to write a novel based on the screenplay for their movie that's coming out next fall. And they did Facing the Giants and Fireproof and Flywheel. And the totally unexpected, I was asked in June, but it was just not only confirmed last month. And so here I am working on this. Now, if I had, let me just say this. There are a lot of writers who think way down the road, and that's okay. God might lead you to do that. They think way down the road, and they think about, okay, here's what I'm going to be doing 3 years from now, and then I'm going to do this 5 years from now. And I have some friends who have had early success in writing who have then been nailed down to multi-book contracts and have been locked in and have received advances and are committed to something, and they kind of choke, and they don't have a passion. They have maybe a passion for the next book, but not for the third and the fourth and the fifth one that they have committed to. So I don't do multi-book contracts. I don't mean that I think they're wrong. I just mean, for me, it's kind of James 4. You know, you don't know what the next day is going to bring. And you also don't know, I want to keep doors open to be able to do what the Lord calls me to do. So I do a wide variety of things, and that energizes me. I like to do a different nonfiction book. I've done a book on sexual purity. I've written three children's books. Two of those are picture books, very short fiction, and I've written on a large variety of nonfiction subjects. I don't just want to be a money guy, a marriage guy, a purity guy, a novelist, or if I am a novelist, I just don't want to be all murder mystery, all otherworldly fantasy like Edge of Eternity, all spiritual warfare like Lord Falgren's Letters and Ishbane Conspiracy, or all books set in China like Safely Home is. So I like to keep the options open. Some people find a niche, go for it. If God has called you to do Amish fiction, Lord knows there's a lot of people out there that are reading Amish fiction. If he calls you to do spiritual vampire stuff, or if he calls you to do Amish vampire fiction, you know, there's a whole world up there. So take it. I was, you know, it's yours. Take it. Go to Steve Lobby and present it. And yeah.